I am Planta on the Line in Vancouver at thecommentary.ca. I don't know why it surprised me when people I'd ask about Sweet Valley High immediately recognized it, and many loved the series. The popular series of novels for teens from the 1980s to the early part of the last decade have been selling well as beloved. There were over 152 books as part of the series, as well as a spin-off series of novels and a television show. The creator of the Sweet Valley series, Francine Pascal, joins me now. She takes us back to the idyllic Sweet Valley in a new book, Sweet Valley Confidential, 10 years later. The story is brought up to date as we see the iconic identical twins Elizabeth and Jessica Wakefield, all grown up now in their late 20s, dealing with seemingly adult issues of love, sisterhood, relationships, betrayal, and careers. We'll ask Ms. Pascal about the new book, the series, and more. The book is published by St. Martin's Press. The website for more is at sweetvalley10yearslater.com. Francine Pascal, other than creating the Sweet Valley series, has also written several best-selling books, as well as adult novels and a work of nonfiction, The Strange Case of Patty Hearst. She collaborated on the Broadway musical George M. and has revised the musicals Carnival and Mac and Mabel. She sits on the advisory board of the American Theater Wing. Please welcome to the Plant Online program in New York City, Francine Pascal. Good morning, Ms. Pascal.
Good morning.
Thanks for joining us.
Oh, thank you very much.
So I'm halfway through the book, and this is the first Sweet Valley book that I've read because I'm a guy. And
yeah.
I guess that's not your audience.
No.
But I found it quite interesting to read because I just turned 29. So the girls are now around the same age, right?
Yes, 27.
Yeah.
Right. But around the same age, right?
What sort of research do you do to sort of get the vernacular and the sort of the attitudes of people my age?
Well, to be quite honest, as far as the vernacular goes, I hear it.
Yeah.
And so that's not too difficult. There's not that much of it. It would probably be more noticeable in a movie. But in a novel on the written page, you don't use a lot of the expressions and idioms that a 20, 30-year-old. Beside the fact, by the time they get to, as you know, by the time they get to their 20s, late 20s and 30s, everybody's talking the same, like adults.
Yeah. And do you find that they talk the same, not just this generation, but, say, generations past?
Exactly. Yeah. Every generation has their favorite little pet words, cool, gross, things like that. But truth of the matter is, I have found that I use so much of my own teenage years rather than today or even from my daughters who were teenagers when I wrote these books. I use my own feelings and thoughts because the more things change, the more things stay the same.
When you start a book like this, is it a fresh start for you because the girls are older now, or do the previous books, are they weigh heavy on you as you write this?
Well, I do want to be faithful to the characters and certainly to the environment because the Sweet Valley fans know everything. They know the color of Jessica's bedspread. You don't want to make any of those mistakes. But as far as the characters go, well, let's put it this way. I can hardly think that anyone at your age now really doesn't feel that there was a change from that inchoate person of high school years. And so I have to bring the change to these characters. Beyond that, Sweet Valley High was, let's face it, fantasy world. There was no high school like that in the whole world, and probably no perfect teenagers like that either. But I can't, if I'm going to write a book for adults, I can't use that same kind of fantasy. They have it in their heads, but I have to bring some reality to it. And I have run into a little trouble because some people have difficulty going from the fantasy to this kind of reality, and they're upset by Elizabeth having orgasms at 27, or some of the unpleasant and bitter things that have happened. So I do have that. I do want to say one thing.
Yeah.
Though most all of us have changed, there's one group who haven't changed, and that's the mean girls.
Yeah.
They don't, at the age of 30, don't really have anyone to bully around. So what they do is they get on the Internet, and they are the spoilers. They just spoil things by telling the plot and the story and all the surprises. They just ruin it for everyone for no good reason other than they're mean. And then another thing the mean girls do is they write the most vicious things. I just can't quite understand what it is, but I suppose the fact that it's anonymous and you're safe gives vent to the facts to them, and gives them at least someone they feel they can bully.
One of the other characters in the book, and I thought it was a real character, was New York City. You live there, and it comes across almost romantically the way you describe the buildings, the attitudes, and just sort of the feeling. I've never been there, but I get a sense of being there, having read the stuff that you've written in the book.
I'm glad to hear that, because yeah. I you're right. I live Midtown New York, exactly where I described Elizabeth living, and I love it. And possibly, I hope this telephone is not going to interfere with our talk.
No, that's fine.
But I hope that it came across as marvelous, because I think it's the most fabulous city in the world.
Was it important you to bring one of the girls to bring the girls to New York?
Yes, actually, it was, because I am familiar with it, and I'm familiar with the theater. I wanted to bring Elizabeth, who always was a writer, so there's no departure for her as far as career and that sort of thing. And I wanted to bring her to where I was comfortable, and some place that would be absolutely the antithesis of Sweet Valley. And I think New York is.
You mentioned earlier that Sweet Valley was fantasy, and now bringing Elizabeth to New York City, you describe it as the antithesis to Sweet Valley. Is New York, do you think, more real than anywhere else in the world?
It's certainly more real than Sweet Valley, which I made up.
Yeah.
Actually, when I made Sweet Valley up, I always feel that the best part of teenage life is summer, and I wanted a place that was always summer, and so I thought California. However, I had never been there, so I had to create it out of the MGM movies I'd seen,
mm-hmm.
and that's how I came up with Sweet Valley.
Have you been to California since?
Yes, I have.
Yeah,
in fact, 3 years after, 2 years after, I did go out there, and it was exactly as I expected.
Yeah, yeah. Back to New York. You've lived there your whole life, have you?
Yes, I have.
Yeah,
and I love it, and I do have a home in the south of France that I go to, so I really have the best of both worlds, as far as I'm concerned.
What was high school like for you?
Not Sweet Valley High.
Yeah.
It wasn't for anyone. But it was, I did some of the things that Elizabeth does, and did,
yeah.
Which was writing for the school newspaper, and more of me in Elizabeth than in Jessica. But I always feel that Elizabeth and Jessica are sort of Jekyll and Hyde, two sides of one person. And so I can only say that I didn't have that high school experience, and no one else did either.
What about Jessica is like you, and like the way that when you grew up?
Well, I will say this, that everybody has Jessica in them. Some people don't know how to control it, and it gets worse as they get older. Jessica's a lot better than most people. As far as Elizabeth goes, you wouldn't know this, of course, because you never read the series, but at one point, Elizabeth gets knocked in the head, and she goes unconscious, and when she wakes up, she's more Jessica than Jessica, until, of course, she regains herself, but with another knock on the head.
Yeah.
So, see what you missed?
Right, yeah. When you started the book, were there models of sisters that you looked at growing up? Like
No, but I think I certainly was fascinated by twins, and most people are. My sister-in-law is a twin, and my agent is a twin, and it is an incredible thing to be a twin. You still look at them in the street. Little tiny children who are dressed alike. It's something special. And so that's really what that was about.
And when you started the series, started that first book, did you envision the hundreds of books thereafter?
Not one bit.
No.
I had written YA novels, and they were YA before Sweet Valley High. YA was a more sophisticated urban audience that was maybe hundreds of thousands of girls. With the advent of Sweet Valley High, I turned it into millions. I know that's bragging, but it did happen.
Yeah.
And I can tell you that I didn't expect it. I knew I was writing easier reading than the books I had written before, but I didn't expect anything like that. And the fact is that there was no internet in 1983. I still don't know how, within 2 weeks, it was number one on the Publishers Weekly bestseller list. I don't understand how they got to know it so fast.
Mm-hmm. You described it as easier reading. As a writer, is it easier writing?
No. Not really.
Yeah.
Well, not really. It's a different kind of writing. It is less introspective and less humor. It's just less sophisticated, but all writing is hard, as you know. Are you a writer?
No, I'm not, but I talk to writers all the time.
Well, then you hear them complain.
Yes, I do, yeah. Are you surprised? You talked about the success selling millions and millions of books. Does it surprise you that so many have been sold? I mean, you've already answered that, but do you think you captured something of the era?
Yes, I think I did.
Yeah.
And I think I gave them the stories that they wanted to hear, to read. And it was the light. I know it was the high school of their fantasies, but I made a certain reality, created a certain reality to it, so they could identify. It was a little bit of a leap, that's true, but they could. But the stories. I'm a lover of stories. That is my favorite kind of reading. Book that really influenced my writing style, my writing career, everything, was a book by Eugene Sue, who is sort of the French Dickens, and it's middle 19th century, and the book was The Wandering Jew. It came in two volumes, and it was it was one novel, but everything was filled with stories all along, rather than starting something and waiting till the end to get an answer. This was fascinating all the way through. Marvelous characters, and I was very influenced by that. And beside the fact that I am a traditionalist. I long for the time when short stories had endings, poems rhymed, and even if you didn't see it, you could tell you were eating a tomato.
Yeah. Do you write on a computer?
Oh, yes, of course. I have written on computers since 1985, on a Mac as well.
Really? Yeah.
Only a Mac.
The you mentioned the books that you read and the books that were influential to you. Do you read in your genre? Do you read in the YA genre?
No.
No.
That's enough. I write in it.
Yeah.
No, I don't. I don't.
Yeah.
Well, I love reading. That is one of my favorite pastimes. I love reading. I live in Manhattan, so I walk every place. I like that. I love movies. I love the theater, and I for entertainment play a little poker, and that's a very full life here and in France.
I read that in your bio that you have a monthly poker game.
That's right.
Yeah, how good are you at poker?
I'm okay.
Yeah.
And nobody loses or wins a great deal. I mean, if you lost $200, that would be a huge amount for this game. Mostly, you win or lose 70, 80, that sort of thing. It's not a big game, but a very friendly game. A lot of writers and people who have been playing for years.
Are there people we know in the game?
Possibly not.
Yeah. Over the years, I'm sure readers of the series have written you.
Oh, God. I have to tell you something. This is something I am quite pleased with, which is that I used to get, when the Sweet Valley High whole series, or Twins and Kids and all those things, was going, I used to get, well, thousands of letters,
mm-hmm.
but fully a quarter of them started, I used to hate to read. So I feel that one of my great pleasures is knowing that there were many girls who weren't readers and became readers through Sweet Valley.
And I understand that you've also adapted Sweet Valley High into a musical?
Yes. Oh,
yeah.
My goodness, you have all kinds of... That's true. And the composer is the Tony-winning composer of Memphis.
Ah, that was Best
yes.
Musical last year, right?
Yeah, David Bryan. And there is the musical.
Yeah.
However, it has never been produced, but you never know.
Yeah. And then this, so you've heard the songs in the show and the sort?
I wrote the libretto.
The libretto, yeah. Can you give us sort of a sense of where the music's from? Like, what does it sound like? Does it sound
like... It sounds like Memphis.
It sounds like Memphis, yeah. Yeah. And then I also read somewhere that Diablo Cody is adapting Sweet Valley High into a film. Is that
yes,
true?
Yes, he is.
Yeah.
He came to me, which is... I was so pleasantly surprised because here she is, an Oscar-winning writer... And she had been a fan growing up, and she loved Sweet Valley, and she wanted to write Sweet Valley High. And we had a wonderful meeting, and she's a very good writer. She's smart, she's got humor, and she's got heart. And one of the best things was that I know she loves the series, so I feel I can trust her. And so I'm, you know... Really, she's finished a script, so that's it, movies are rather slow,
yeah.
And so it takes a long time. I would think if it really moves along nicely, that would be the end of around the end of 2012.
She's just such a great writer in terms of capturing the voice of young
wonderful.
Women.
Wonderful, yeah. And I suggested to her to write it. Keep it in the 80s so we don't have to deal with cell phones and all that.
Yeah.
And she loved that idea, and that's exactly what she's doing.
So with Sweet Valley Confidential, will there be more books?
Oh, well, I don't know. My publisher wants five more years later, but I don't know what... I don't know. I have to see how this goes. So that's what I've told them, and so the possibility is there.
Yeah. Well, when you were doing the original series for the 20 years that you were doing it, did you want to move them up, say, make them older? Did you want to do this book so soon?
Well, I did take them to college.
Yeah.
But no, I didn't think of doing this, what I've done. And in fact, this is the first time it has ever been done, a kid series making the leap into adulthood. It's never been done before. But if you watch and see, there'll be 20 people behind me.
Yeah. Francine, it's been such a pleasure to talk to you today. Congratulations on this book, and continued good luck with it.
Thank you very much, and I'll look online in a couple of days.
The website for more, Sweet Valley, 10yearslater.com. Sweet Valley Confidential, 10 Years Later is the title of the book. It's published by St. Martin's Press. Francine Pascal, its author, on the line from Manhattan in Vancouver. I'm Joseph Planta.